Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, it is the end of the line for a controversial pilot program that helped feed newly arrived asylum seekers here in the city. For more, we go to City Hall this morning and 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern. Roger.
Donna, the city is canceling its program of providing debit cards to migrant families to buy food. Migrant advocate Power Mallow telling CBS2 he's not happy.
I am worried about these families because we're going to go right back to where we were in the beginning when families used to come to me and say, I'm getting frozen meals at the shelters.
The city program was controversial since it was announced in February. The debit cards were loaded to $350 a month for a family of four. The Adams administration says it was more efficient than providing meals because families did not always want the food items supplied. But now City Hall says they're moving towards more competitive contracting without explaining what that means and going back to the old system. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Well, still on the run this morning, the gunman who opened fire on a street on the Upper West Side yesterday, sending people running for cover. The latest on the suspect, police say he was a recently fired employee, while the victim was his old boss.
The man was shot in the leg and shoulder at 68th and Columbus. He's in stable condition.
It was kind of shocking to see a shooting in this neighborhood where it's usually really quiet.
The shooter ran into the subway station at 72nd and Central Park West. Someone who knows the victim told me the two know each other and that the victim owns a business on 68th. One of the glass panels at the bus stop here is shattered and surrounded by police tape.
It's definitely concerning. Makes me wonder, you know, if NYPD is paying enough attention to our neighborhood.
Says Andrew Shapiro, because this is the second shooting in this area in a week. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
And authorities now say the wounded business owner is expected to survive. A horrific discovery on the Lower East Side yesterday morning. A man stabbed to death on a sidewalk. Officers responding to a 911 call found the victim had been knifed multiple times and left to die on East Broadway near Pike Street. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's name hasn't been made public yet. No arrests to report either. There's been an arrest and a fatal stabbing at a subway stop in Brooklyn last week. The suspect is identified as 32-year-old Jean-Quin Chen. Police say he's homeless. He's now charged with murder. The victim, 54-year-old Timothy Rudolph of the Bronx, was attacked at the Coney Island Stillwell Avenue subway station. Police say the two men had gotten into an argument on the southbound platform before the suspect pulled a weapon. A car accident in Brooklyn last night and a very young victim. It happened on a block in Borough Park where the little boy lives.
Police say the one-year-old boy that was struck by a black Ford Expedition is in critical but stable condition in Maimonides Hospital. Neighbors tell us that his mother was holding another newborn in her arms when he ran right past her and into the street the moment that another neighbor was pulling onto the block and accidentally struck him. Eileen Zhang lives next door, and she says all of a sudden she heard a child screaming.
I hear some kid like screaming, and someone calling the police.
Another neighbor on this block says the kids are constantly playing in the street, but he never expected an accident like this to happen.
Very sad. That's very crazy.
NYPD's Highway Patrol and detectives are on scene. They do tell us the driver is cooperating. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Borough Park.
Well, police are looking to make an arrest after what appears to have been a random attack on a senior citizen yesterday afternoon on the Upper East Side. They say the 84-year-old victim was on Park Avenue near 63rd Street when he was suddenly slugged by a complete stranger. The guy just took off afterwards, but the NYPD says they did get a surveillance photo of him. We'll have that up soon at our website, 1010winds.com. Anonymous tips can be sent in to Crime Stoppers. Well, it's a risky trend, and it's on the rise. Subway surfing was one of several issues facing the city's transit system that were discussed by MTA Chair Jano Lieber when he joined the 1010 Winds Business Breakfast with Rob Walsh recently.
Many of these kids who are engaged in subway surfing are putting their lives in danger for some social media like. I mean, it's heartbreaking. You know, the parents come home and their kid who went out of school at 3 o'clock and went and did this and doesn't come home.
Six young people have died while subway surfing this year. The latest incident was just this past Wednesday when a woman fell to the tracks in Harlem while trying to climb on top of a 2 train. She lost an arm and leg when she was struck. Lieber says the MTA has been actively working with platforms like Instagram and TikTok to take down subway surfing videos. Over 210,000 of them are removed already. He asked families and educators to help discourage the trend as well. You can see the interview with the MTA chair at 1010winds.com/business. Breakfast. Well, the city has filed a federal lawsuit against a major online distributor of vaping products. Price Point Distributors is based on Long Island, and Mayor Adams says their candy-flavored products target underage consumers.
Vaping and these illegal products really have an impact on our children. It starts them out at an early age of being really dependent on these illegal devices and illegal actions, we would say.
The suit also accuses the company of knowingly violating a slew of laws and regulations, including a city law that prohibits the sale of kid-friendly flavored vaping products. Mayor Adams says the city won't tolerate companies fueling an epidemic of nicotine addiction among middle and high school students. A member of the U.S. women's soccer team that won gold in Paris this summer returns home to Long Island today. Hempstead High School is planning a hero's welcome for Crystal Dunn. 1010 Winds spoke to retired public school teacher Barbara Intrieri, who helped organize the event.
She has an Olympic gold. She has an Olympic bronze. She is the FIBA World Cup champion from 2019. Our students are all of color, and I feel it's very important for them to see somebody like them as a role model and that can come help them.
Dunn graduated from nearby Southside High School in Rockville Center before going on to an impressive college career at UNC. Her chat today with students in Hempstead will focus on embracing new challenges in sports and in life.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.